Janmashtami celebration in Vrindavan. In the heart of India, there is a small vibrant village named Vrindavan. It is a beautiful place filled with lush green fields, thick forest, and a river that sparkles under the sun. The village is known for its kind-hearted people and their devotion to our Lord Krishna. For those who may not know, Lord Krishna is our blue-skinned god, who is said to have lived all his childhood in Vrindavan. The villagers of Vrindavan always believe that Lord Krishna is not just a deity, but he is their friend, protector, and guide to all who have always called upon him. Every year, on the festival of Janmashtami, the whole village and the whole of India would come together to celebrate our Lord Krishna's birthday with great enthusiasm. In the same village of Vrindavan, there lived a young boy named Gopal. He was around 10 years old, with twinkling eyes, a mischievous smile, and a heart full of love for Lord Krishna. Gopal was also known for his playful nature, much like a young Lord Krishna. Gopal loved to play with his friends, steal butter from his mother's kitchen, and also create little pranks that made everyone laugh. Every year, Gopal would be all excited for celebrating the festival of Janmashtami. On one such occasion of Janmashtami, the village had planned a grand celebration with music, dance, and a special Dahi Handi competition. The Dahi Handi is a game where a clay pot filled with butter or curd is hung high up, and various teams compete to break it by forming human pyramids. It is Gopal's favorite part of the festival. That day, just the night before Janmashtami, as Gopal was laying in his bed, he had a strange dream. He found himself walking in a beautiful garden filled with fragrant flowers. The sweet sound of a flute echoing in the air. As he walked further, he saw a blue-skinned boy dressed in yellow silk playing the flute under Kandamba tree. The boy turned to Gopal and smiled. The boy's eyes were deep and filled with love. Gopal immediately knew that this was our Lord Krishna himself. Gopal, our Lord Krishna said, in a voice as melodious as the flute he played, "I am very pleased with your devotion and love. Tomorrow, is my birthday, Lord Krishna said, and I want you to remind the people of Vrindavan the importance of kindness, unity, and faith. I will be with you, guiding you through the day. But before Gopal could say anything, the vision faded and he woke up. The dream felt so real that Gopal's heart was filled with excitement and a sense of responsibility. He knew he had to do something special on Janmashtami to honor our Lord Krishna. The next morning, Vrindavan was buzzing with activity. The villagers were decorating their homes, making sweets, and preparing for the festivities. Gopal rushed out of his house and gathered his friends. He told them about his dream last night, and they all agreed that this Janmashtami they would all do something that would make our Lord Krishna all proud. Together, they decided to visit the elders in the village and help them with their preparations for Janmashtami celebrations. They also carried water from the well, helped decorate the temple, and delivered sweets to those who couldn't attend their celebration. The villagers of Vrindavan were all touched by children's kindness and praised them for all their efforts that day. Gopal's mother, Radha, watched her son with pride. She knew that Gopal is special, but today she felt that he was blessed by our Lord Krishna himself. As the sun began to set, the entire village gathered in the main square for the Dahi Handi competition. The clay pot was hung high and the teams were ready to compete. Gopal and his friends formed a team determined to break the handi and win the prize. The competition began and one by one the teams tried to reach the pot by forming the human pyramids. But none could succeed. The clay pot was really hung too high, and it seemed impossible to break it. Gopal looked up at the Dahi Handi. His heart was filled with determination. Lord Krishna, please guide us, Gopal whispered to himself. With renewed energy, Gopal and his friends began to form the human pyramid. Gopal, being the lightest, climbed to the top. The villagers watched with bated breath as the boys wobbled and swayed, trying to maintain their balance. Just as Gopal reached the pot, a strong gust of wind blew, making the pyramid shake. Everyone gasped, thinking they would all fall. But just then, something miraculous happened. Gopal felt a gentle push, as if an invisible hand was supporting him. With a swift movement, he broke the pot and the butter spilled all over, marking their team's victory. The crowd erupted in cheers, praising the boys for their teamwork and courage. Gopal knew in his heart that it was our Lord Krishna who had helped him. He looked up at the sky, silently thanking our blue-skinned God, our own Lord Krishna. After the competition, everyone headed to the temple for evening prayers. The temple was beautifully decorated with flowers, but the idol of Lord Krishna was adorned with new clothes and jewelry. That night, the air in Vrindavan and almost the entire India was filled with the sound of bhajans. Bhajans are also known as devotional songs. As the prayers began, Gopal felt a strange urge to play the flute. He picked up a flute lying nearby and started playing. To everyone's amazement, the music that flowed from the flute was mesmerizing, as if our Lord Krishna himself was playing the flute. The villagers of Vrindavan were all spellbound, their hearts filled with devotion and joy. When the music stopped, the priest of the temple came forward and placed a garland around Gopal's neck. "This boy is truly blessed by our Lord Krishna," the priest of the temple declared. "His music has filled our hearts with divine joy. Let us all remember that Lord Krishna is always with us, guiding us, protecting us, just as he did with Gopal today," said the temple's priest. As the Janmashtami celebrations came to an end that day, Gopal realized the true meaning of Janmashtami. It wasn't just about breaking the dahi handi or singing the devotional songs, but it was about living the values that Lord Krishna always taught us, that is, kindness, unity, and faith. That night, as Gopal lay in his bed, he thought about the day's events. He felt a deep sense of peace, knowing that he had made our Lord Krishna proud. And as he closed his eyes, he heard the faint sound of a flute, as if Krishna was bidding him good night. From that day on, Gopal and his friends continued to spread kindness and help others, just as they had done on Janmashtami celebration. They knew that Lord Krishna was always with them, guiding their hearts and filling their lives with joy. And so, the village of Vrindavan thrived, its people united by their love for our blue-skinned Lord, Lord Krishna, who once walked among them, reminding that the true essence of Janmashtami celebration is not just in the celebrations, but in the love and devotion that binds them together. The story of Gopal and his village teaches us the importance of kindness, teamwork, and devotion. It also reminds us that by living a life of love and helping others, we can make any day a celebration of the divine. The festival of Janmashtami is not just about the rituals. It is about embodying the values that our Lord Krishna represents in our daily lives.